As I listened to my elders tell the stories, I usually insist on asking them, but how? How does such thing happen? It doesn't seem real. It seems just like fantasy, something that you dream of or dream can do. So the elder says, long time before Christianity, it was the only thing that the Indian people teach amongst themselves. Their children, they train them as soon as they can understand the language. They said, the time for the young people to learn about survival skills and survival requirements, it was a spiritual practice and beliefs to be developed, which would assist the people on the land where they live. If it wasn't for that, they say, the survival would have been almost impossible amongst our people. So therefore, as soon as the young person, a young man, even a young lady, is old enough to understand the language or introduce these kind of stories, to question and also to request the further instruction for them to acquire such thing as shamanism. And thus they were encouraged. They were tested about their understanding. They were tested if they're physically fit, if they're normal, if their intelligence is strong enough to withstand the shock of knowledge which can be acquired through this training. They were accepted. Once they were accepted in the age of 5, they were slowly, gradually introduced much deeper teaching about the spiritualism, as spiritual studies. That will include their physical training, survival training, with the mystic power of shamanism. So it took years for this kind of education to be mastered. Not all young people were able or qualified or chosen to be fully trained to the mastery of shamanism. The elders judged the young people. They judged their characteristic, their reputation, their manners. All this knowledge, all this test has to be gone through first. And the teachers and the professionals were the elders. Sometimes not necessarily truly elders, but sometimes the middle-aged group people. Sometimes the young person will be appointed to be a special teacher out of his uncle, from his uncle, or from his uncle or grandfather, or even a grandmother. Depends on who is available. If the father does not have the required skill, he would appoint the teacher to his son by other person, by an uncle, or by a grandfather, or by a grandmother. And this teaching is required constant care, constant advice, constant encouragement, because this training was so impossible for the weaker person to master. Sometimes it damaged the brain with physical weakness, or even the mental weaknesses would enable a student to complete its course, the course of this shamanism. Because the shamanism is not unified, it's not uniform, because it's not written. The curriculum is different by each teacher. But the general outline of a teaching is similar to each.